So you said you own from right here from Betty's Cleaners?
Betty's Cleaners to the pawn shop. I don't own the pawn shop, but I own to the pawn shop. This was my pet store here.
Yeah.
A pet and groom shop here. And we had a Drain King drain company here. And we had the antique furniture shop on the other building.
Where were you when this happened?
I was at my house about three blocks the way that it came.
Now, the storm hit your house?
The storm destroyed my house also.
So
it's gone.
What did you do? Where were you during the storm?
Well,
what did y'all do?
I opened the back door and the wind blowed and busted the door out of my back glass and cut my hands and all, and I got in a bathroom and just kind of huddled down there until it blew on over. It shifted my whole house over about 2 foot.
Did any of the walls collapse on top of
you? Oh, yeah. No, they didn't, but it blowed the east walls out. It blowed them slap out of my house.
So is your house completely destroyed, damaged, or will you be able to rebuild it?
No, it's completely destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gone.
Now, have you heard from any kind of insurance company about the house?
No, I got no insurance on my house and no insurance on these buildings.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to hope that Trump will help me. He's my man. I hope he'll come on through with me.
Well, he has declared a thorough disaster area for this county.
Uh-huh.
And he says you can apply for disaster assistance through...
Yes, you might want to look into
that. Yeah, well, I'm trying... That's what I'm trying to do now is get with FEMA to see if I can get some help.
Right.
I'd like to get these buildings rebuilt and get my renters back in it and get me a FEMA trailer over where my home used to be until I can get on my feet and get me a house built.
Can you talk again just what that night was like and the moments leading up to your knowing that the tornado is going to hit you?
Yeah. Well, my phone went off and woke me up. I got up and looked out my front door. I didn't figure nothing but a strong rain coming through. The wind was blowing pretty good and raining pretty good. And then I went back in there to go to bed, and I decided I'd put my clothes on. And I went to the back door. I couldn't shut it. Couldn't load it out. It was too late. But when people tell you that it sounds like a train coming, it does sound like a train coming, a motor of a train roaring, not the whistle blowing, tooting around. It sounds like it actually does. Yeah.
And can you, what's your name again?
Ricky Shouse.
Ricky Shouse?
Ricky Shouse.
How do you spell your last name?
S-H-O-W-S.